Beautiful day out. Tigers are the day game today against the Twins. We're joined this morning by the Tiger manager, A.J. Hinch. A.J., good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good, and I want to start off with this. You got a lot of arms at the trade deadline, a lot of new things to try and figure out with these guys. We'll talk about the relationships a little bit in just a moment, but how long does it take for you to figure out how you want to utilize and when you want to utilize some of those arms?
Yeah, hopefully not too long, because like we're right in the thick of it in August, and you spend a lot of time getting to know these guys and also just looking at their track records. You know, it's so good to get them in the games and get them in their roles, and we'll sort out how we're going to use them. I mean, it's somewhat fairly obvious. Like, Charlie's going to start. Finnegan's going to be at the back end somewhere, and Montero's going to pitch probably as much, you know, kind of as good as he pitches. Like, the more he pitches well, the more he's going to get to pitch. But so I think when you turn over part of the bullpen, you know, it's time to get up and going, because the games, I think we have 40-plus games left. These guys are going to all be pitching in important innings. And the faster we get them up and running and into their normal routines, the better they'll pitch.
So, Finnegan, you don't name closers, but you said back-end guy. How can he impact the bullpen as maybe the most proven piece you guys added?
Yeah. Well, first off, I'm not afraid to announce closers. I just, with where our pitching staff is and how we're constructed, I think it's important that we leave open the option that, you know, he's going to come in the seventh or he's going to come in the eighth.
Of course.
You know, Vest is going to pitch back there. Tommy Kahnle, we've got to get him back to, you know, the time where we all knew when he came in, like the rally was over or the inning was over. He was an automatic out when it came to coming in the game. Tyler Holton. So I think for me, like, I fall into the same sort of habit that I use the guys in a similar way. Finnegan's going to get a lot of closing opportunities. I just don't want his mentality that it's this big change if all of a sudden we need him in the seventh with the bases loaded and he's the best option. So it's a little bit of how to manage your team, not so much roles, but I think he and Vest are going to get the last out the most.
You've got a history with Charlie Morton and a relationship with him. How do you envision, or how can he best impact this rotation that you've been able to put together?
Yeah. Like six innings like he did the other night.
Yeah, that would be great every time.
Like sort of vintage Charlie Morton with spin, velo, sort of defying the age. You know, he's still, the ball's moving well. His body's moving great. So, like, that's stable start. If we get that guy, he can impact us in a ton of different ways. I do think his presence matters. I mean, I love this guy. My history with him is well documented, but I believe in the person, and if we get that kind of production, which has been how he's pitched for 10 or 11 starts prior to the deadline, you know, that stable part, when we lose Reese Olson, you know, obviously we've had a couple starters, you know, have trouble getting deeper into the game. It's nice to have that presence of the guy that's been there, done that. He did not even blink whenever, you know, he was in trouble the other night on Sunday Night Baseball. And that comes with experience, and he can handle it.
How does that, the individual that he is, not just the pitcher, but the individual and the experience, how can that impact some of the younger pitchers on your pitching staff?
Yeah, I think just the steady approach. I mean, listen, he walked in with 18 years of Major League service. So, you know, that alone, I think, will get everybody's attention. When they put up that stat the other day where he was making his 400th start, and it's, you know, Scherzer, Kershaw, and Verlander. Like, that's pretty good test of time. It doesn't mean he's been, you know, necessarily as great as all of those throughout the years. He's battled some injuries. He's had a little bit of inconsistency. But the last 18 years, you know what you're doing. And as long as that breaking ball is playing the way that it's played for, you know, let's call it the last month and a half and into his first start as a Tiger, like, that is a good pitch that's a weapon against some of the better hitters around the league. And it's why we acquired him, is because he has something to offer to help us win.
Talking to Tiger manager A.J. Hinch, the deadline overall felt like more reclamation projects than proven commodities. Some of that philosophy you guys have, Chris Fetter, do you feel like you have enough arms right now to make the run deep into October?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of arms. You know, I think it's I think it's always interesting, the emotions that come, you know, with the deadline. Our team, you know, really did handle the unknown pretty well. I mean, I think there was a lot of talk and a lot of curiosity leading into it. It was the first time that this group has ever been around a team that's trying to add pieces, regardless of what those pieces are or where they're going to play. So that was a new experience for our guys. But, when you look at, as we get healthy, I think that's going to be super key. Like, you know, Paul Sewald is pitching the World Series. Jose Urquidy is pitching the World Series. Like, those are names that aren't necessarily at the top of people's lists of waiting for them to come back. But they're key pieces for to get to the finish line of a game and get to the finish line of a season. So, you know, obviously our team, super excited to get to know a lot of these guys. I mean, the way the deadline's covered, I think, just brings a lot of passion and a lot of anxiety and a lot of curiosity and a lot of answers from the outside. And that our job now is to get this group to back being a team. We've won, five of eight after going through a section of games that I don't really want to talk about anymore. Like, it wasn't fun. But I think this team, you know, knows we're in a position, you know, to win this division and get into the playoffs and go deep into October. We got to handle what we're doing now. We got a lot to do to get to there, and the opportunity is right in front of us.
On the offensive side of things, Riley Green, it's been a tough 3 or 4 weeks. The ratio at the rate that he is striking out has been a topic for us. How concerning is that for you? And is there anything that he can do to correct that?
Yeah. Well, concerning is a tough word. I mean, obviously, I don't want this guy swinging and missing. I don't want him punching out. I mean, the concerning part is because it doesn't have to be part of his game. Like, when we look at Riley Green and his impact over the course of the year, and you look up at the scoreboard, if we didn't list the strikeouts, you'd be like, man, this guy's having an incredible season. All-star, you know, big production, hit in the middle of the order. And then the strikeouts creep up. You know, I didn't really see it coming to this extent. He's going to be better for it. I've seen players in my time who have gone through these stretches of, you know, whether it's selling out for power or whether it's getting a little bit into swing mode. And, you know, when the team was struggling, he's trying to do a little too much because he knows he's the center part of our lineup. All those things kind of hit him, and he's had a really hard time getting out of it. So I think he will. He's too talented and too good of a hitter not to. And we've tried to get him to kind of take a deep breath. Yesterday I gave him a full day off. I mean, I was going to use him in the ninth inning if he was part of the, like, a tying run type thing. So I obviously still want him a huge part of this. But the mental break yesterday, I'm hoping, you know, will lead to him just ball and play moving forward. And then when he does that, you know, he'll hit it to the 20th row, you know, or he'll hit an opposite field ball that continues to carry out of the ballpark. So we need Riley Green. He knows that. Right now, it's been a little rough.
Beyond just the last 3 weeks or so, lefties have really eaten him up this season. You guys are big on matchups. Would you be in favor of not a full platoon necessarily, but giving him more off days against lefties? Would you be in favor of giving Karp some of those at bats? Because again, he's hitting right now and not striking out at the same clip.
Yeah. No, I think those are all fair questions, and I will see how it plays out. I think that we face Kikuchi this weekend against the Angels. They'll both probably be out of the lineup on that Sunday. But I think you're always kind of paying attention to what it does to your lineup and what that advantage is to having either guy off. The one thing that Riley has consistently given us is defense. You know, and I think that's the point. Karp, I've had a hard time keeping him on the field. So, like, there's other things other than the one at bat against lefties that I have to weigh, but we'll see how it plays out. It's all about the group that I have on the bench and the confidence we have that they're the better matchup at the beginning of the game, and then finding Karp in at bat in there or finding Riley in at bat off the bench. Kind of see how it plays out.
I know you don't want to necessarily talk about the 12 of 13. We won't go there, but
you're really going to bring it up, John?
No, but part of, or at least part of the timeline that matches up is Kerry Carpenter is back in the lineup. And how impactful, what does he mean to this team of just simply being available to be in the lineup?
It matters a lot, and it matters because of the presence he has. And specifically, when he stays in the strike zone, like last night's at bats were pretty good. The last couple nights where they're 4 and 5 and 6 pitch at bats, he's not chasing. You know, he gets into swing mode a little bit. He's always one swing away. And what I notice is just how differently the other manager manages against our team. And sometimes I stack Riley and Carp. Today I'm not. I'm putting Torque in between them. But I think it's important because he's the guy they circle. Because he knows, we can separate like we did the other day. We can come from behind if all of a sudden, he gets a good pitch to hit. And that second and third time through, I rarely see their bullpen quiet. And a lot of that centers around Kerry Carpenter. And a good example is the Twins have one left-handed pitcher in the bullpen, and they have to deploy him at the right time. We know that's going to be Colt, Carp, or Riley. Carp being in the middle of that, if they go after Colt, it takes them some time to get to Carp. If they wait and go to Greeny, Carp gets a bunch of right-handed at-bats. So he puts so much pressure on decisions on the other side.
Multi-hit day for Vierling yesterday. Are you hoping, it's going to start to wake up here?
Yeah, we need him. We need him. And obviously had some couple tough plays in center field that he was pretty bothered by last night. And I think, he was late to the season, but we got to get him going and get him playing. I mean, part of my confidence, having the left-handed bats on the bench is the emergence of the right-handed bats. I think Jermai Jones has done a really good job against left-handed pitching. Andy came back up, has had his moments against left-handed pitching. Vierling seems to be a really key for us to be a strong player against left-handed pitching, because that's how our team operates. It's also how the other team attacks us. So hopefully last night will give him a little bit of boost of energy and confidence that we know he can impact this team.
Well, that's part of the bet, right? Scott Harris talked about the moves we make and don't make are bets on guys. Not adding a bat is a bet on Vierling, essentially, right, among other guys.
Yeah, among other guys. I think the whole group together really does function. What's really interesting, when you play against us, and I have a lot of friends that are managers and around the league, and at different times during this year, we have been an incredibly hard team to play because we have strength on your weakness, and we're able to match up and do a lot of different things. There's other times where collectively we've been quiet and we haven't found those strengths, and those are the days that we don't score. So it's much different whenever we're not maximizing our strengths and we have a hole somewhere where you just don't feel like good at-bats are coming. But I do go back to better times where we've been a little bit more consistent. Teams don't love playing us when we've got guys playing at the level in which they should, and we end up in the better position with the matchup.
We just had a topic about the increase in ratings when the Tigers are on Sunday Night Baseball. Obviously, if Scooble's starting, we know everybody wants to watch him because he's the best pitcher on the planet. What do you see as the attraction of why everybody wants to get a view of what you guys are doing on the field?
Well, I think we're a likable team. I think when you see Detroit, and you see the emergence last season, we were a big story. We've been in first place for the majority of this season. And obviously I think we've got some good personalities that have started to get recognized around the league. I mean, when you have six all-stars, that's seven if you count the bad boy. it's pretty good to have our brand, kind of out in the national spotlight. The games that we have played on Sunday Night Baseball have been pretty good games. Maybe that's attractive, but I think there's some curiosity on what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what's next for us. Led by Tarek Skubal, obviously, who's arguably the biggest name on the pitching side of the game.
He's AJ Hinch. I know it's one game at a time. I sense a little more urgency as we're getting down to it here. It's good to catch up.
40-plus games. We got a sprint race here, so you're right. It's time to go.
Appreciate it, AJ. Thanks.
You got it.
97.1.